Hi there, this is Brother Ian Tavern here at Shore Foundation Baptist Church UK. This second video in our short New Believer series is to show you why it's so important to read your Bible. Now, the Bible is an amazing book containing 66 separate books written by around 40 authors over approximately 1500 years. Now, what's so amazing is that it all fits perfectly together. Well, it should do, actually, because it was written ultimately by one author, and that is God. See, the Bible says in 2 Peter 1:21, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." See, it wasn't men that wrote the Bible. It was God that wrote the Bible. And not only did God write the Bible, but he preserved the Bible for us as well. See, many governments, religious leaders, many monarchies throughout history have tried to ban the Bible, remove the Bible, destroy the Bible. But no, God promised that he would preserve it. Well, in Matthew 24:35, Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." And we have these words in English in the King James Bible, also known as the Authorized Version. Now, this Bible was written 400 years ago and has gone out around the globe. It's made a difference to so many places in the world, and we still have this in our hand today. See, in Matthew 4:4, Jesus said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Now, if we need every word of God to be able to live life properly, then we'd have to read it, don't we? Surely we should read it every day. Now, if you only read 3 chapters a day, which would take you approximately 15 minutes, you would get through the Bible cover to cover in just over a year. Now, that's not much, is it? 15 minutes a day of listening to what God's saying to us. But there's many other reasons to read the Bible as well. See, the Bible says that when we read the Bible, we get guided in life, we get strength in life, we're happier when we read our Bibles as well. In Psalm 119, verse 105, the Bible says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Now, we always recommend that you start your Bible reading in the Gospel of John. It's probably the easiest Bible book to understand. It's the fourth of the 4 Gospels. So if you looked in the Bible, you'd have Matthew, Mark, Luke, then John, just before the book of Acts. Start there and just read through your Bible all the way to the end of the New Testament and start again from the beginning in the book of Genesis. Now, if you read that Bible every day, like it said, it's a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. It will guide you and help you through all the pitfalls of life. See, the Bible says in Psalm 1 that the blessed or happy man's delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. That's the Bible. The law of the Lord is the Bible, and the Bible will make you happy. It will help you if you read it, you meditate on it, you think about it day and night. Now, if you don't have a Bible, we'd love you to pop down to our church, pop down on a Sunday, and we'd happily give you a free Bible. Hope that helps you. God bless you.